Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie back with Dan Schreiber as we are talking about his strange book called The Theory of Everything Else. Dan, as you were compiling the stories, which ones were some of the strangest, outlandish ones to you?
There's many different kinds of outlandish in the theory world. The interesting one, I wonder if you'd heard about this, is the inventor of PCR, Carrie Mullis. Do you know about his story?
I don't know that story, no.
Carrie Mullis single-handedly invented PCR, which certainly in the UK, the PCR test during the pandemic is what everyone was taking to tell you if you had corona and would keep you at home. And so it's an invention that has changed the world, both for forensics. Police use it for DNA testing now to give them an accuracy unlike any other time in history. Archaeology uses it as well for diagnosing whose bones might be the person. It's really a game changer in chemistry. And then it was used during this pandemic. And the same year that he invented the PCR test is the exact same year that he claimed that when he was going to the toilet one night to his outhouse, walking down in the dark with a flashlight, that he was confronted with a glowing English-speaking raccoon who then abducted him, he believes, into a spaceship. And he went missing for 4 hours. He remembers waking up. It was dawn. He's on a completely different road. He hasn't got his flashlight. And he looks down. There's nothing on his body to suggest that he's fallen asleep into the... There's no dew. There's no mud on him whatsoever. And it's this mystery that sticks with him for the rest of his life.
And he was serious, right?
Yeah. And it's the curiosity that made him continue to look for an English-speaking raccoon that allowed for him to invent PCR. Because when he had the idea for PCR, everyone told him he was crazy. They thought this is not going to work at all. And he didn't listen to them. And he stuck to it. And he eventually came to inventing it. But the raccoon thing is really interesting because years later, he was in a bookshop and he saw Whitley Strieber's book, Communion, and something spoke to him about it. And he brought it home and he thought the story was a bit similar because I think Whitley had a thing where some owls came to him.
Yeah.
Kind of similar animal-based thing. And he's at home reading the book when he gets a call from his daughter. This is Carrie Mullis's daughter. And this is something like a decade later, I think, from the incident. And she says, Dad, you've got to read this book. It's incredible. It's called Communion by Whitley Strieber. And he can't believe the coincidence of that. He's literally there reading it in his house. He says, oh, yeah, well, why are you reading it? And she said, I I haven't told you about this, but I had the weirdest experience at your house. I was at your house, this country house, which is where he had the raccoon incident. And I was going to the toilet at night, and it just disappeared. And my fiance spent like 4 to 5 hours looking for me, and he found me on some random road 4 or 5 hours later.
Same thing that happened to her father.
He's got goosebumps. He's thinking, this is exactly the same story. So he says to her, did you by any chance talk to a glowing raccoon? And she said, no, what are you, crazy? but the rest of the story is exactly the same. So that was one of the more interesting ones, because this is a Nobel Prize winner who invented PCR, yet absolutely had a moment that stuck with him for the rest of his life that he continued to look for.
What percent of the stories in the book, Dan, do you think are true? What percent are not true?
It's hard to tell. The theories themselves, I've picked ones that we haven't been able to definitively say whether or not they are true. If I'm talking about aliens, you know, that's down to the reader to decide whether or not they believe that we're being visited by aliens. What I'm more interested in is, how has belief in aliens shaped the world, and in what ways have we sort of advanced as a result of people thinking? And who are the secret believers that I didn't know about? Like, I opened my chapter on aliens with Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth's husband. Both of them passed away now, but he was a huge believer, and he basically ran an exiles unit in Buckingham Palace. He had monthly subscriptions to Flying Saucer Review. He had an equerry, who's a right-hand person, who went out to look and meet up with someone who was supposedly a humanoid extraterrestrial that was living in West London. He used to bring RAF pilots into Buckingham Palace who had seen UFOs while they were flying their planes, and get them to give first-hand accounts. So somewhere in Buckingham Palace, there are pages and pages of first-hand accounts of UFO encounters that are sitting in the Royal Archives that have not yet been released. And he had that because of his uncle, Lord Mountbatten, who also wrote UFO first-hand accounts. There was a farmer who was working, or a bricklayer working on his land, who claimed to have seen a UFO land, and Lord Mountbatten took this down as an account. He had his own theory as to what UFOs were. He thought that UFOs didn't have sentient humans inside, but the UFOs themselves were sentient, and that they would live on a planet of UFOs. And the way that they would have children was to bump into each other really sharply, knock off a chip of the UFO, and that would grow into a new UFO. So there was all these theories going on within the royal family that I just had no idea about. And I found all that stuff quite fascinating.
How did you find these stories?
Well, they're all out there. They're just hidden, as I say, like in the footnotes, or they're, because, you know, when you're reading a biography on Prince Philip, you don't really come across that story much. Again, everyone wants to sweep this stuff under the carpet, but everyone has it. It's all there. And I sometimes think a theory is, as you say, it's kind of just a great dinner party chat. Marconi, who invented the radio, yeah, or at least has a great claim to inventing radio. So the very fact you and I can talk across the planet right now is down to this guy.
Oh, I was with him when he invented it, by the way.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay.
That's so, how far back I go, Danny.
But he had this wonderful idea, which is, he had a theory that sound never dies, never goes away. So once I've said these words, they're going to hang here on Earth forever. They just get softer and softer and softer and softer,
right,
until the point that we can't hear them. So his big dream before he passed away was to invent a machine that could detect sound so sensitive that he could find Jesus's Sermon on the Mount.
Wow.
And I just love that. What a wonderful
idea.
That's a great story. That all sound is still here, and we could find everything. So it's things like that. All these theories, they're more outlandish because they're attached to someone who you wouldn't expect to have these ideas.
And some of them are kind of strange and wacky, like the raccoon person.
Exactly. Or like John C. Lilly. Do you know about John C. Lilly?
Tell me about that one.
John C. Lilly was a scientist who was attempting to cross the species barrier with communication and tried to teach dolphins to speak English. In fact, he was so respected within the scientific community at the very beginning of his career that he was given funding by NASA as part of this project, where his dream was to create a dolphin who could speak English so fluently that it could be given a chair at the United Nations to speak on behalf of all marine mammals. That was his plan, and that's what they were funding. And he built this house on the coast of America, which he half flooded, where he had lots of dolphin experiments. And in the house, you would have the dining room where the water would be flooded up to the seat of a chair if you were having your dinner, so dolphins could brush past you and you could have communal dinners and lunches and breakfasts. He tried to invent a car that was a flooded car so that dolphins could be driving next to you on the street in a water-filled car going to work or wherever they were going. And these ideas were taken so seriously that at the very first ever meeting of what became SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, where Carl Sagan was and Frank Drake and all these other eminent scientists, he was part of the group of 12 people that were invited to this and gave the opening lecture because they believed he was the closest person to having contact with aliens, because if dolphins were another intelligence that had arisen on Earth independent of us, then if we could communicate with them, maybe that would teach us about communicating with the universe. So, and then he kind of went off into psychedelics and became very much part of the counterculture with Timothy Leary and all that sort of stuff. And his career no longer was taken serious after that point. But to begin with, this guy looked like he was going to change the world.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
What were some of your favorite stories in the book, Dan?
Well, God, there were so many. I really love the fact that the Beatles basically have their drumming style down to the fact that Ringo Starr, when he was a kid, had received multiple exorcisms from his grandmother because she believed he was possessed by the devil. And so how that plays out is she was known as the Voodoo Queen of Liverpool. She was this lady who would go around giving all sorts of different medicines that she'd created. And she thought Ringo, because he was left-handed, must have the devil in him.
Oh,
as a lot
God.
Of people believed it was back in the day. If you were left-handed, schools here used to beat kids into becoming right-handed. And so she did all these exorcisms on him as a child to get rid of it. And it worked. And he became right-handed. And to this day, Ringo still writes with his right hand. And when he started learning to drum, he was a right-handed drummer. So he had a right-handed drum kit. But then as he grew older and left his grandmother, he slowly started favoring the left hand again and would lead with his left hand. But he never changed his drum kit. He always stayed on a right-handed drum kit. But what it means is that when he needs to get to all the drums are on the right side of him, instead of his easy path with the right hand that leads the way, his left hand needs to go underneath his right hand and lead the way that way. And that little microsecond that it takes for him to get to the drums gives the Beatles what is known as the kind of the sloppy sound of the Beatles, this really impossibly hard drum beat to replicate. People like Dave Grohl will be in the studio with Foo Fighters going, give me more Ringo. when they're doing the drums, which means loosen up and give it a bit more feel to it. And that's all because of the Voodoo Queen of Liverpool. Exorcisms gave the Beatles their sound.
What's the story about office plants investigating a murder case?
Well, this is also a really fascinating period because it's sort of, you know, King Charles of England talked to his plants. You know, anytime he goes to a plant ceremony where a new tree has been planted, he'll always shake a leaf and say, have a good life before leaving.
Like shaking somebody's hand, huh?
Exactly. He's good on you. Well done. Have a good life. You know, that's, he shakes their hand, but it's the leaf, and he does it most sincerely. And it's all really down to this guy in the 1960s, 70s in New York called Cleve Baxter.
Oh, yeah.
You remember those? Yeah, Cleve Baxter in that book, The Secret Life of Plants, was a massive book, New York Times bestseller back in the day. Cleve Baxter was a polygraph expert for the CIA, and he had his own unit in America. When lie detectors first became a thing, he was the guy who was sort of leading the way in teaching it and getting the message out there. And one night in his office, he attaches one of the polygraph pieces to a plant and discovers that it gives a reaction. And it started giving reactions whenever he was thinking thoughts like threats. I might burn this plant. And suddenly the reaction on the polygraph goes, ooh, as if a human has been attached to it. And he thinks, my goodness, it can understand me. So he starts experimenting in really interesting ways to try and work out what the application is of this, if it is true that plants and humans can communicate. And one test that he does is he gets six random students from his lie detecting unit to come into a room and pick a name out of a hat. And all the pieces of paper are blank except one. And one piece of paper that does have words on it says murderer. And the job then of that person is to go into a room, and all of them had to individually go into this room, but no one knew who had this murderer card. And inside that room were two pot plants, office plants. And he had to go in, rip out one of the plants and stamp on it and murder it, basically.
In front of the other plant.
In front of the other plant. So then what then happens is effectively a police lineup. All six are brought into the room, and the job of the plant is to pick out who the murderer is. And according to Cleve Baxter, it successfully did. It picked out who the murderer was. So he thinks, oh, my goodness, I've got a whole new police unit potential here because plants are everywhere. He was called in to do into New Jersey. There was a murder in a factory. And the police were there, and they needed him to come in to do lie detecting. And so he came in, and he said to them, were there any witnesses to the crime? They said, no, we've got no one. And he looked around the room where the murder happened, and he said, well, I think you'll find there was a witness to the murder, because look in the corner, you've got a pot plant there. And so he had everyone from the factory come and parade past the plant to see if they were the murderer, if it gave a reaction. And it didn't give a reaction, but then later it was discovered that the murderer was not a worker at the factory, so it was never... person was never presented in front of the plant. And but his dream that he kind of did throughout his career was he thought, why send astronauts into space if we can have this kind of telekinesis thing with plants? We can send plants, we can send mimosas into space, and they can do our deep space travel for us and report back to us. If we've got fights going on in jungles, we've got agents all over the jungle. We can get reports back from oak trees and all sorts of other plants. And so he's this guy who had this big vision for how we could communicate with plants. And again, nothing came to it except for the fact that when you talk to your trees these days or your plants at home, it's largely down to Cleve Baxter.
He was onto something there too, I think, Dan.
Well, look at the whole thing that's going on now with the Wood Wide Web, as they call it, the secret internet that turns out the mycelium networks have been playing with. I mean, the fact that it's basically it's a functioning internet almost down there. They do online shopping, basically. They do cyberbullying. The amount of odd intelligence that's been going on underneath that we're only just discovering is a real eye-opener, and I agree. It sort of suggests that maybe Cleve was onto something more than he's been given credit for.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, "Somebody's in the house," and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.